The Republican Party of Texas alleges that Gallego resides in Austin and does not live within District 19, which runs through parts of San Antonio and stretches into West Texas. Austin lawyer Trey Traynor says after consulting with the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, the state party filed a complaint against Gallego with the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Traynor explains the complaint asked the agency to look into whether Gallego falsified information on a federal loan for a home he and his wife own in Austin.
He received a loan on it in 2000 and then again in 2009, both times saying that it would be where he would reside. And he's told the Secretary of State that he resides in Alpine.
The West Texas city of Alpine is within District 19. Gallego served as a U.S. Congressman for Congressional District 23 and as a state representative for House District 74, both of which overlap the same area of the state covered by Senate District 19. Gallego says it's not the first time Republicans have tried to keep him out of the race. Earlier this month, a state district judge in Travis County denied the Republican Party's request that would have temporarily kept Gallego's name off the ballot.
They lost at the courthouse and they lost the Secretary of State's office, and now they're looking for another venue. I think desperation does terrible things to people.
Early voting for the special election between Gallego and his Republican opponent Pete Flores begins September 10th. The winner of that election will fill the seat once held by Carlos Uresti, who now faces 12 years in prison after a jury found him guilty on 11 felonies earlier this year. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.